that gave up Premo, and in such a way the advancement will go on. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
About our duty, who or what determines what is our duty?
About duty.
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 Krishna is saying,
duty.
Do your duty. Don't be attached to the result. We have to do our duty.
Duty.
Duty. But we can't be attached to the result.
Duty will be ascertained by the guidance of the sadhu guru. That is duty. Karmanya vadikar. From the lowest order, from varnasam, then with the help of the higher guide, we will be taken up. Eho vajjhu aage kahovar, eho vajjhu aage kahovar. This is also superficial, go deeper. This is also superficial, go deeper. In this way the progress will be traced, eliminate the cover and enter into deeper, in this way, by elimination and acceptance of the new. And the duty will deeper, according to the plane of your existence, the duty will deepen. But generally, the raw duty can be accepted in varnasram. Who accept the guidance according to the revealed scripture, not any advice of the this mundane world of experience, but the revealed scripture. There is also tradition, and one must have to accept the guidance of the revealed scripture, and there is also tradition.
So Lord Nityananda Prabhu recommended simply chant Gauranga, 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 Gauranga with the proper internal understanding.
If we have faith in that, we will be more gainer than taking Krishna name. Because there is the concession for offences. Krishna name kare apuradhir vichar. And less offence in Gauranga. But faith in Gauranga, that is rare. To have faith in Gauranga, that is costly, but if you anyhow you can gather that, then you will be more benefited than you negotiate with direct Krishna, direct negotiation. The offense is more possible in that side, and less offense here, more forgiveness. But Krishna Naam has got some universal characteristic accepted by a major portion, and Gaur Naam is not accepted in such a wider circle. So it is difficult to put faith there. But if one can have his faith, then he will be gainer. Because less consideration of aparat, offense. He has particularly come for the fallen soul. So grace is more there. But to put faith in him, that will be little difficult. Until we can understand him ontologically, we cannot go by the help of our experience. Not accepted by a greater circle as Krishna is accepted. So many higher scriptures also in favor of Krishna avatar. Then the wide circle, they accept Krishna as Lord. But narrower circle accepts Gauranga as God. And not so many scriptures supporting him. So it is difficult to have faith in him. But in anyhow, one can come nearer, he will be more than. What's the time now?
9:35.
Huh? 9:35. Oh, your Krishna Balaram seems to be cunning, clever. He told that he would come today, but didn't.
Maybe he got some opposition.
Why opposition? Will come from more from that side to purge him out. Your nearer enemy is Hamsadut. I am a little distant. Down.
Yes.
Disconnected.
Disconnected.
Then,
is that worse than if someone becomes sahajiya?
Is better, or the dacoit is better. The man had money, he has lost the money. And another man, he is imitating that he has got money by committing the wrong things. So one is disconnected, he may be reconnected soon. And then one, after disconnection, sahajiya means either he had real connection with the truth, disconnected, then has chosen the wrong path. Or already he is engaged in wrong path. who is the better position in not to get the real thing and to get some wrong thing. Which will be better? To be in the position of the wrong thing. In Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned in Tamogun, in best position, one thinks A to be B. And Rajogun, that is doubt. Whether this is real or that is real. Can't ascertain what is true. And one who thinks that no, A is B, B is A, that is worst kind of error. Misguided. Sahajyam is misguided. They are accepting matter as consciousness. যার মধ্যে বিষয়ই তবু ভালো, মায়াবাদী সঙ্গ নাহি মাগি কোনো খারাপ। I have got no money. And another say, he has got really no money. Some false paper thinks this is money. And this is in more distress. He is engaged in also. And this man is not engaged, no engagement. The engagement what he had, that is gone. And this man, he has taken one thing for another thing, matter for divine. That is worse. To become Sahajya, it is worse. Malpossessed. Engrossed attention, captured by a wrong conception. And here, had some conception, but for some time, is disconnected. Again, he may get connection easily. And for this man, who is prepossessed, to convince him for the truth is more difficult. Because his mind is possessed by something. That prejudice. I heard in my childhood in a school, the teacher said that in America there is a school of music. And if anyone has got some knowledge of music, he would to give double charge. And a man who has got no knowledge of music, he would to pay single charge. Do you understand?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
The single charge.
Yes.
He does not know anything, so he may be taught in an easy way. And one who has got some knowledge of music, double charge because those he has gathered in the line of music, that should be done away with. And then he should be taken in a proper way. So double charge. To make him forget his previous prejudices for maybe. So double charge. And this is something like that. No bhakti, no devotion. And in the name of devotion, some non-devotional thing has captured. Imitation. That is worse. that is committing offenses. Prabhupada's language, that is Dharmachana, to ridicule the devotees. Mahaprabhu Rukhsaratam, to ridicule them. What is prema and what is kam, both opposite end. To accept kam in the name of prema, that is not only hideous, injurious for him, but it is to destroy the public atmosphere. Dekho bhai, kame preme bhedanai, similar, tabu kam prem nahi hai, still the last is not love. Tumi to bolile kam, you have accepted last in place of love. Tare dile prem naam, and if you give the stamp that this is prem, kibapal hoy pahai de balona. Raktamansu mayo kam, this is concerned with flesh and blood. Prem chidananda dham, and love is on the highest position of the spiritual existence. That is raktamansu mayo kam, prem chidananda dham. So opposite, this Sumeru, and the South Pole and the North Pole, the opposite. One concerned with this body and another super soul. There is a great gulf between the ocean of dedication. At the top of the dedication, there is that sort of gopi prem. While it is Krishna, it is there. And this is an invitation to that treasure in the universe. Koti mukta madhye durlabha Krishna bhakta. These things we consider. They are all, it is possible in the highest position of the spiritual existence. That contrast is here, spiritual. And not any concern with flesh and blood, but with body. Not concerned with body. That's another one with, this is the most heinous. One with play the part of Krishna, another lady will play the part of Gopi. They unite, and in that fashion they will, this is inconceivable. An ordinary pure type of man, a moral man, will hate this, what to speak of this, higher devotees. Ordinary moral man will hate this lot of things. The steps are shown to us. Adu Shraddha Tata Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti. What is Anartha? Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. These are the steps. And from another standpoint, Vaikunthi Kusibhadi Sakali Chinma. I repeatedly tell this. I am the offspring of Tatastha Shakti, margin and potency, as I am born. And I am to go through Sarup Shakti, higher than me. That this side is of higher stuff than I myself made of. All superior, as the earth, air, water, a tree, birds, everything to be found there, they are all superior than me, to me. So, I am to enter there. It is not a small thing, easy thing, not childish thing. Not in the hand of the person who will go there and enter there. All dependent on the grace of the superior, Vaishnava Kripa. Guru Kripa, Vaishnava Kripa. We have to work there on our head, not by leg. All Guru. Beside this Guru, the paraphernalia is Guru and superior. I am made up of the lower stuff, and that is all higher stuff. And if it is impossible, so up to mukti, liberation, that may be easy. But then to be, that may be drawn by their grace, and not as a matter of right, anyone can enter the realm. Only through wholesome, 100% grace of the child of that soil that can take me there. Being Jamin ki, Jamin ka ke bol, Jamin da, who stands for the credit in the court, and the court who stands guarantee. Some agent of that soil must take guarantee for me. For his risk I can go. He will take the risk of taking me there. So Vaishnava Guru, they will take the risk. At their risk they can take me there, the child of the soil. So Vaishnava Kripa, Guru Kripa, Bhagavad Kripa, without their grace, no right, all grace, that can take me there. To our sight, no right. I am a man, I am a child of the marginal potency. And that is, the whole stuff, everything is made of higher stuff than my own position. A person, and they are superior person. How a person can go on the head of the person? Only for their interest. So, inconceivable and impossible. To accept this principle, that is most difficult. what to go and enter there. Bhagunang jam ganavan man bodhadi bhasya sa mahatma sudurdhava. To have this conception, that is also very rarely found. Mukta nama visiddha nama narayana sudurdhava prasanta atma kodish. It is good to think, but it is hard to attain, to get. No right can be established there. Not as a matter of right we can go. So, the right seeker, they will be totally frustrated. All risk, no gain. But if anyhow we can attain, we can reach there, all gain, no risk, as I told. So to become a Vaishnava Prabhupada, that is almost impossible. Only at a matter of grace from that to that. They can go. Nothing to do from our side. So complete surrender. Full, complete identification with their interest. Self-forgetfulness complete. And the identification with the interest of that layer, that plane, that also should be substantial. Then we can hope to be taken to that soil. Vaikunthir prasiddhadi sakuli chinmay mai bhuti tathi janma nahi hoy. A type of Uddhava's devotee, he says, he prays that if I can be a creeper here, I shall consider my fortune to the highest extent. Vrindavan, the creeper, is such a valuable thing that Uddhava aspiring after, whom the Lord says that you are this most favorite duty of mine, even I love you more than my own self. And that Uddhava is aspiring after that birth, that I can be, this is not hyperbolic. If there is any reality in this, then how we are to prepare? When we are aspiring to be a shell or a gas, and I shall have to walk over that place. I shall have to walk over the head of Uddhava. So, how higher conception that thing may have? Ridiculous. Sahajya. The sahajya, by imitation here, in the flesh and the blood, they will achieve that. They are the worst enemy. Because by imitating their, not only their own self is going to the hell, but so many, attracting so many towards that. Not conscious of the fact, what is what. So they have got their position in the society like that, hate. The general society has got hate for them, those Babaji. We have to put faith in our Guru Maharaj. After wandering through the whole of Brajamandal, he came and striking his forehead, I told, my misfortune, I could not find a single Vaishnava in this Brajamandal. That was his order. It is my misfortune. He pressed his hand on forehead. It is my misfortune. I could not find a single Vaishnava in this great holy place of Brajamandal. That was his statement. And also after he performed Brajamandal Parikrama, who has got recognition as the best of the Advaita Vaishnava, the head, he told that he is Kanishtha Adhikari. He may be considered as a beginner, as admission in the infant class, who is considered unanimously a Siddha Babaji. He has attained the highest position among the Babaji. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that he has got admission into the primary class. In Patrika, in writing, he told that, in Gauriya Patrika. And we are trained accordingly and consciously, not blind faith. He explained us what is what, and we tried to follow his direction. And we have also come to such condition. By step we have to climb to the highest peak. Kormik bhoparitu harit priyataya bhakti jajo jnanino sthet bhagyano vimukta bhakti parama narod premaiko nishthastato uddhava tabhastha pushupala pankhari jishastha bhubhishara. These are our guiding mantra. Is a mental concoction, imitation. Imitation that is worse, that is hateful, filthy. In the name of that higher love, if we represent this fleshy connection with the body and the mind which cultivates that thing, that is the most hateful thing. Avoid. We should try to avoid the utmost will and energy. Go with it. The scientific survey of the land is possible to our soul side. That Kaviraj Goswami, Vaikunthi Prasiddhadi, Sakuli Chimma. And we must understand that is true. After Brahma Lok, Viraja Brahma Lok, what is Viraja? What is Brahma Lok? We are in such material position. We cannot understand this lower process also. Indriyani parannahu indriyibha paramana manasastu para buddhi buddhija paratastu sa buddhi ratma maham para. We can't follow what is our soul. Our soul is, we can't follow that. This is world. We conceive it, perceive it through our senses. That is higher. The mind receives through the senses, worldly experience. Over mind there is judgment, faculty of judgment within us. Over that there is soul proper. And then the super soul, that Brahmaloka, then Vaikuntha Viraja, so many things on the layer. We cannot find out our own soul. What is it? What is the characteristic of our own soul? We are far away from that conception, in hopeless position. And we say that the highest conception of the Paramatma world, that is in our fist, foolish thing. Feel our own soul. See, how is that my own real identification? In the spiritual position, then the soul will have to go higher and higher, crossing the valuable, more and more valuable planes, able to go up to the first. They should be considered as the enemy. The enemy means Quisling as Norway, Ghareshwatri, Vibhishan. The enemy who sprang up from home. Imitation is bad. Imitation of the ordinary thing is rather better than imitation of the highest thing. That should be condemned with extreme hatred. So the highest thing is being exploited in such a dwarf manner, mean manner. We can't see our own soul. That is our position, engrossed in this gross matter of exploitation. Not even we can know what is our mind, what stuff is made up. Then what is justice, judgment faculty within us, buddhi, independent of this world. Then the soul. Then super soul area. Living in this mundane world and getting dream that I have got the God of my dream. Mahaprabhu has taken away, at least, as if the soul and the body standing. That is the position of Balarama. Quite empty. Following Mahaprabhu. His heart has been taken away by Mahaprabhu. In such a way, he is following Mahaprabhu. that he is not fooling himself. Something, the most important thing, his heart has been taken by him. So automatically there is no other alternative but to follow after him. Holy Devi, Radha Bhavadudhi Bhulitam, Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Radharani, when her heart stolen by Krishna, the kaki is standing, something like Galala Pandit's position to pray. Fully engrossed with the conception of Gauranga, who has taken everything from him in our existence. So he had no other alternative but fully engrossed, captured thoroughly by Gauranga, Balabha. In this way his movement, his whole life, we find. Others, some were ordered, some allowed to go to Vrindavan. Madhavar Pandit wanted to visit Vrindavan along with Mahaprabhu himself, Gauranga himself, Sri Chaitanya himself, but he was denied. No, you won't. Jagadananda Pandit, when he asked permission, with hesitation he was given some permission, but go and there you move under the guidance of Sanatana and also with some special instructions. Do this and don't do this and this. But Gadadhar Pandit was not allowed to go there. He was the queen of Vrindavan, and now transferred in Navadvipa, his position is just opposite. He could not enter Vrindavan. He prayed that Mahaprabhu did not give any permission. No, you here, you live here, and he had to do so. Such peculiar position. Radharani lives in Vrindavan without his heart. Is it possible? She is the gist of whole of Vrindavan. Everything comes from heart. And how he can go there without. His own self-existence, it is impossible. So, if he did not get any permission, we find peculiarity there. He is solely dedicated for Navadvipa, Balala.